Like any text that ventures into the realms of religion and metaphysics, the Urantia book has drawn its fair share of criticism and skepticism. Below are some of the key points of contention, along with additional context to understand the debates. 1. Authorship. The book claims to have been authored by celestial beings and transmitted to humanity through a sleeping subject, essentially a human acting as a passive channel. This unusual method of transmission has led to debates about its legitimacy, with critics questioning whether it reflects genuine divine revelation or the imagination of its human contributors. The mysterious and unverifiable nature of this claim remains a significant barrier for skeptics. Number 2, plagiarism allegations. Some researchers have highlighted striking similarities between sections of the Urantia book and earlier works, including philosophical, theological, and scientific texts. These findings suggest that large portions of the book may have been adapted or copied rather than entirely original, raising doubts about its claimed celestial authorship. Proponents argue that these borrowed elements were necessary to make the teachings more accessible, but detractors view it as a potential case of intellectual dishonesty. Number 3. Lack of mainstream acceptance. Despite its devoted following, the Urantia book has struggled to gain recognition or endorsement from major religious or scientific communities. Its niche status can be attributed to its unconventional claims, lack of historical or empirical evidence, and challenges to establish religious doctrines. For many, its content feels too speculative or fringe to take seriously, while others see its exclusion from mainstream discussions as an indication of its originality and potential significance. 4. Bold claims. The book makes sweeping assertions about the structure of the universe, the nature of God, and the life of Jesus, often contradicting traditional narratives. For instance, its detailed cosmology, with descriptions of multiple superuniverses in a central divine realm called Havona, is far removed from mainstream scientific or theological understanding. Similarly, its expanded portrayal of Jesus' life and mission, while deeply spiritual, diverges from the canonical accounts in ways that some find inspiring and others dismiss as fabrications. These bold claims make it both a fascinating and polarizing text. This additional context helps illuminate why the Urantia book continues to provoke such a wide range of reactions, from intrigue and devotion to skepticism and outright rejection.